Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another Shred Show Live with me, Josh Pitts. Very excited to be back from my trip in Detroit. Had a great time, and I'll chat about that here in just a minute. But as always, thanks so much for joining us here on the Shred Show Live. It's just me this morning, no guests, and I'm excited to be bringing you more of some of the things that I'm going to be sharing, some of the things that I'm excited to talk about today. We'll get into the trip to Detroit here in just a second. But as always, if you're joining us live, make sure you comment hashtag shred because you're shredding it here with us this morning. And if you're joining us on the replay, make sure you comment hashtag hustle because you're out there, you're hustling, you're making it happen. Then you're coming back, getting the information, getting the things that we're putting out valuable to you. Then you're going back out and you're doing it all over. You're hustling out there. So appreciate you joining us this morning. So I want to chat about, first and foremost, I want to dive into my experience in Detroit, the MMLA Sales Symposium. Want to thank the MMLA again for the opportunity to be there. It's a ton of fun. Crowds were definitely a little bit smaller, but there's a few things going on in the market, which I totally understand, from the coronavirus to what's going on in the mortgage industry. It's just crazy. And I'm going to talk about that here in a minute, but all in all, it was a great trip. Was able to sit down with some awesome people. Thanks so much to Class Valuation, my good friend John Tallinger, for the opportunity to come hang out with them. And I was actually supposed to be with them this morning, but I decided I kind of, you know, every once in a while you get those feelings where you're just like, I'm not a paranoid guy. I'm an optimist. I like to look at the best in things. I think that sometimes we overreact. And at first, you know, that was kind of my feeling on this whole coronavirus thing. And I thought we were overreacting. I thought we were jumping to conclusions, but I wasn't educated. I didn't take the time to actually educate myself on this whole thing. And I've done that since. And I'm going to share a few links with you guys. If you're watching live, if you're watching on the replay, I'm actually going to share, I am not an expert in coronavirus. I'm not an expert when it comes to infectious diseases, but there's a couple of guys who are, and I'm going to share those videos with you. So Dr. Sanjay Gupta, if you follow him, he's the guy when it comes to anything in the medical industry, CNB or CNN. I think he is like the head doctor for CNN. He actually talks about it. He talked about it on whose show was it last night? Stephen Colbert. It was on the Colbert show last night. And he has a great video, so I'm going to post that link. But the one that I was most impressed with, my good friend Mark Green, founder of Top of Mind, former CEO of Top of Mind, he actually shared, and it's actually, guys, if you know me, I love talking about Joe Rogan's podcast because he does a phenomenal job, freaking sweet podcast. But I'm going to share the link below of the podcast. And Joe Rogan does a podcast with Michael Osterholm. And Michael Osterholm is with the infectious disease. He's an infectious disease expert, but he actually talks about the coronavirus. And actually, of everything I've watched, everything I've read, Sanjay Gupta and Michael Osterholm have similar. There's some, of course, everybody has their own different opinion on this thing, but both of these guys being experts in the field, I recommend. They're both like, I think the one with Michael Osterholm is like 15 minutes long. The one with Sanjay Gupta is like 9 minutes long, but I recommend watch these, get educated on these videos. It was eye-opening to me because, again, I was listening to Facebook. Guys, stop listening to Facebook. People on Facebook are not experts. Listen to actual experts. Don't pretend like you're the expert. I know I'm not the expert. That's why I bring on other experts. That's why I share information of other experts. There's some things that I know really well when it comes to building brand, when it comes to using social media in certain ways. Hey, I know what I'm talking about. But when it comes to infectious diseases, I'm not even close. So I turn to experts. So I mentioned I was actually supposed to still be in Detroit this morning. But with everything that's kind of going on, I had this feeling that I wanted to be back with my family. So I was I want to thank actually Delta. They're not sponsored by Delta, but everybody knows I talk about Delta because I showed up at the airport and said, hey, try to get on this next flight. And Delta is just always so awesome to work with. They got me on the flight, no charge. They made it happen. A lot of people are bashing Delta this morning because they have such long hold times. They're actually just disconnecting people this morning because their phone lines are so overwhelmed. But all in all, again, you have to remember that a lot of people are nervous right now. There's a lot of people still, kind of a pandemonium going on. But So, and I don't want to say that I was in any type of panic, but I just wanted to get back to what is most important, which is my family. And that's what I want to talk about really on this episode, is in this time of crises, in this time of paranoia, pandemonium, and I am not downplaying anything that's going on in a, like, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of uneasiness. And rightly so, because you look at the markets, what's going on. If you watch the stock market, it recovered a little bit, which is awesome. But in the housing market, there's just a lot of things with school closures, with industry closures. My dad's former company, Dominion, like they just announced that they're shutting doors, which is going to affect jobs, which is going to affect income, people being able to pay their bills, people being able to afford just the normal stuff, the day-to-day things that we need. And that's part that makes me nervous with what's going on. But then also with the coronavirus, the COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, is we're just uneducated. So that's why I'm going to share these videos with you guys, is so you can learn. And again, these are just two videos. There's tons of experts. I looked on the CDC's website, and I will share that link below as well, because again, you cannot... what you learn and what you watch on Facebook is not everything. You have to be willing to go a little deeper than that, do some actual research. But like I mentioned, I made the decision yesterday to actually get on a plane, come home, and be surrounded by the things that are most important to me, which is my family, my friends, the relationships that I have. And now more than anything, you know, people know that I'm not a super religious person, but I'm very strong in my faith. And I guess maybe you could call me a super, I don't know if I'm a super over the top religious person. I just have my faith. And it talks about loving, in the Bible, it talks about love thy neighbor. And I think more than anything right now, with all the craziness, with all the paranoia, pandemonium, hysteria that's going on, is we need to really focus on what is most important. And that's our families. For me, it's my family. I'm with them every single day. I love them so much, from my wife to my daughters, or to my daughter, to my son. And my parents, my brothers, sisters, those are the people that mean the most to me. And are we really focused on those people who really mean the most? Are we spending time with those people? In times like this, sometimes it's unfortunate that it takes events like this to really remind us of what's truly important. But so I made the decision to come home early and be with them. And again, I'm not super paranoid about everything that's going on, but we just need to make sure we're focused in the right places. And then with that, it's focusing on people around us. Ladies and gentlemen, there are people who are going to be way more affected than each and every one of us. And maybe you are one of those people. And if that's the case, we want to be here to support you and help you, because that's ultimately what we need as a society, is to be able to help one another. And I'm not going to get into, this could go down a whole nother rabbit hole. And some people are going to be like, oh, you're getting into politics and this and that. No, I truly have the belief and I guess who I am, of we should be willing to support each other and help one another in times of need all the time. No, like we should always be willing to do whatever we can. So right now there are some of us who are, you know, way more blessed and way more fortunate than others. So in these times, I think it's important that we remember that, and we look for opportunities to serve. We look for opportunities to give back. So focus on what's most important. I'm not going to get into markets. I'm not going to get into interest rates. I'm not going to get into all that. There's so much information out there right now. Just do your due diligence when it comes to anything and everything. Don't just watch one thing on Facebook and pretend like you're an expert. Like, go and actually do some research. That's why I'm going to post these videos. And again, these are just two more videos of all the research that I've done. I think these are very, very, very insightful. And this COVID-19, this coronavirus is going to be a little more impactful. I think there was that initial hysteria and things have kind of calmed down, but it's just good to be educated. And I really like what Michael Osterholm, how he talks about this, and it is going to have a fairly large effect. So listen to that. I'd love your feedback on them. Comment below on what your thoughts are, what your feelings are. Hopefully you all have enough toilet paper. Like, that in itself was crazy to me. I know everybody, they have their ideas on what they need, but come the end of the world, man, everybody's going to be stocked up on toilet paper if that ends up happening. So that's good news, I guess. But when it comes to free shred swag, it's Friday. It's Freebie Friday. So, I always love doing that. And I don't want to make anything lighthearted. I don't want to make fun of anything. And like, this is a joking matter. But so Freebie Friday, there are some, you know, there's some pretty funny memes going around about the coronavirus. And again, I don't want to make fun of it. I don't want to pretend like this is not a big deal. But at the same time, I think one of the best ways to combat things like this is to enjoy what we have and to laugh. And so if you've got a good meme when it comes to the coronavirus, I've seen a lot of them good floating around. Post them below, and the best coronavirus meme, we'll give some Shred Swag. We'll get a hat, we'll get a shirt out to them. And so you can have a little bit of enjoyment and a little bit of fun from this whole thing. But again, not trying to make light of it or make fun of it. This is something serious, but again, we got to be willing to smile, have a little bit of fun with what we do. So with that, guys, going back to some of the things I care about most is all of you. I cannot thank you. I cannot stress how much I appreciate all of you tuning in, watching what we're doing, supporting what we're doing. And I mean, this is just one of those times in particular that I'm grateful to have everybody that tunes into the show and watch what we do. So I appreciate you. I love you. Now it's time to go out and shred. Go show up. Actually, I'm changing for this morning. It's not show up, hustle, repeat every day. It's stay healthy, repeat every day, which you're going to see a lot more segments on the stay healthy side of shred. So with that, guys, stay healthy, repeat every day. If there's anything we can ever do for you, if you ever need help, reach out. We're here for you guys. But appreciate you. Have an incredible Friday the 13th. And have a great weekend. As always, guys, love you. See you guys.